Remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck and cover.
Indeed. Take cover. It's time to open the thrift shop. This is DJ Frederick, and you are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, the broadcast service of Colby Sawyer College. The Radio Thrift Shop is a time machine of freeform radio from 1900 to tomorrow, celebrating 78s, tapes, LPs, 45s, and even a few homemade and endangered compact discs. I have an occasional feature on the Radio Thrift Shop called the Betamax Bin, and I play some classic film, or not so classic film, downright sometimes obscure film soundtracks. I'm going to start today's program off with the Betamax Bin, spinning some tunes from the infamous or notorious film from 1971, Billy Jack, which had music composed by Mundell Lowe, great jazz guitarist and jazz musician and composer. So we'll start off with a song that I think everybody knows and loves, or has at least heard about 1,000 times.
Justified in the end. There won't be any trumpets blowing. future rides away.
Mountain.
All right, some tunes from the Billy Jack soundtrack from 1971. That was Teresa Kelly with Look to the Mountain and Johnny, Mundo Lowe with The Old and the New, and Hello Billy Jack. And we started off, of course, with Coven and One Tin Soldier. Well, I have some community events to let you know about. The Lake Sunapee Region VNA and Hospice is conducting flu clinics in and around the Kearsarge region. Coming up on October 3rd, there'll be a clinic at the First Baptist Church here in New London, as well as a health fair, and that will be from 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. On October 4th, the flu clinic will be at the Washington, New Hampshire Town Hall, from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. From 10:30 to 11 a.m. on October 8th at Lionbrook in New London. On October 9th, from 11 to 1 p.m. at the Hilltop Place in New London. On October 9th, also in South Newbury at the Union Church, from 4 to 6 p.m. Coming up this Friday, the Center for the Arts First Fridays is happening from 5 to 7 p.m. at the New London Historical Society's Meeting House on Little Sunapee Road. They'll be featuring Falling into Folk Art, Telling Our Own Stories with Dudley and Jacqueline Loffman, plus readings by Helen Bridge and dummy boards by Loa Winter. It's free and open to the public. Light refreshments will be served. For more information, check out centerforthearts.nh.org. A couple of events happening at the Morgan Hill Bookstore here at 253 Main Street in New London. On Tuesday, October 1st at 6:30 p.m., there will be a discussion with author Lynn Lyons about her new book, Anxious Kids, Anxious Parents. And on Thursday, October 3rd at 6 p.m., you can meet David Mather, local author of One for the Road. For more information, check out morganhillbookstore.com. The Wilmot Conservation Commission and the Wilmot Public Library are presenting an evening of viewing and learning about the night sky. It's going to be for all ages. Bring the whole family. They'll be meeting at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, October 4th, at the large open field at the top of Cross Hill Road in Wilmot, opposite side from 290 Cross Hill Road. The rain date will be October 5th, same time and place. For more information, you can call 526-6804. And the Newbury Public Library is presenting a series on great explorers and the races to the poles. That's coming up this Monday. There'll be an evening with American mountaineer Ed Webster at 7 p.m. at the Newbury Veterans Hall. And for reservations, you can call 763-5803. Those are some happenings in and around the Kearsarge region. Get out and embrace your community. We're going to cruise down another aisle at the thrift shop now with you, Montenegro.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine through the bumps of dime in your prime, didn't you? People call and say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were wrong, didn't you? You used to laugh about so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be strung in for your next meal. How does it feel?
How does it feel?
Yeah, how does it feel?
How does it feel
to be without a home?
Be without a home.
Like a complete unknown.
School's was lonely, but you know you only used to get juiced in it. And nobody's ever taught you how to live on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You said you never compromise with a mystery trap, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and ask him, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel?
How does it feel?
Yes, how does it feel?
How does it feel
to be without a home?
Without a home.
When they get down and did tricks for you, you never understood that it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to be so amused at the bullying in his ranks and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to conceal. How does it feel?
How does it feel?
Yeah, how does it feel?
How does it feel?
To be without a home.
Be without a home.
Like a complete unknown.
A complete unknown.
Like a
thank you.
You Montenegro with his cover of Rocket Man. Before that, Orchestra Gerhardt with Points 6. Tony Mottola, Guitar Thing. The Silhouettes with Conversations. And we started that set off with You Montenegro and Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop live and local on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And if it's in your grandparents' attic, you'll probably hear it on the Radio Thrift Shop. This past Friday, radio lost one of the most important voices in grassroots radio journalism. Free Speech Radio News ceased production on September 27th. In a nutshell, the problem is money, and the writing's been on the wall for a while. Free Speech Radio News has been hurting since the fall of 2010, when it first raised the specter of going dark. Saved by a last-minute crowdfunding campaign, Free Speech Radio News has been teetering on the brink ever since, held together by creative management, emergency fund drives, and the passion of its crowdsourced production base. Free Speech Radio News grew out of a community radio affiliate strike against Pacifica in 2000, one of the many tumults for that particular organization. Adopting the ad hoc production model that was a stroke of necessity, how to build a functional half-hour network news program on the fly without access to the traditional infrastructure, Free Speech Radio News's move to embrace the internet, still in its infancy at that time, as a platform for collective news gathering and distribution, turned out to be ahead of its time. Free Speech Radio News did all of this on less than $500,000 a year. To put that in perspective, NPR pulls the equivalent of $500,000 in grants and donations every couple of days, and Clear Channel Communications makes that much money every 90 minutes. A half hour is a lot of news to produce for a radio every day, and Free Speech Radio News's consistency and quality have been remarkable. Well, it's gone now, and for this you can blame Pacifica. As a condition of ending the affiliate strike in 2002, Free Speech Radio News completely replaced Pacifica's own network newscast. Pacifica is obligated to pay Free Speech Radio News to help cover its costs. But over the last few years, as the Pacifica network began what might be its own terminal slide, that support has withered away. Affiliate and listener contributions can't cover the bills, and foundations and angle funders have all but abandoned the medium of non-commercial radio, except for National Public Radio. Free Speech Radio News is the first notable collateral damage from the ongoing implosion of Pacifica, and I can't help but wonder just how far its fallout will spread. It's a shame it had to end this way, and here's hoping that something good can be made of this horrible mess of the world of independent media. And thank you for listening. Right now I'm going to do Drop the Needle. Yes, Drop the Needle, in which I'm going to listen to something I've not listened to before. The rules are I have to have purchased it in a thrift shop, and I have to play at least 1 minute of it, no matter how terrible or how amazing the music is. And today I have a 45 RPM single queued up on the turntable. It was released on Mirage Records back in, 1981 by a musician named Jeff. I am tongue-tied today. By a musician named Jeff Cannata.
We're trying to talk with your tongue-tied. Oh, wow.
Okay. And the tune is called License to Love. Let's drop the needle.
Now all too open, hearts collide. When all they needed, when all they wanted was a joyride. Your life is like a broken lie, 'cause no one showed you, no one told you about the roadside, yeah.
don't know, my hair is growing longer as I listen here. Okay, I don't know if that was a minute. That's about all I could take. Now here's something I hope you'll really like.
Is it sad?
Thank you, boys. Cat Mother with Heebie Jeebies. Before that, Stoned Cowboy with Fantasy. And we started that set off with Mike Fiems and Desert Sand. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And before I sign off for the day, I want to play an old-time radio show. On occasion, I've been playing Les Paul's show. I absolutely love it. I love his music. So here we go. The Les Paul Show from 1950.
The Les Paul Show. The Les Paul Trio and one recording machine are teamed up in a quarter hour of music that could only happen on a transcription. And if you think you're hearing double, it's only because of the electronic trickery of Les Paul.
Hello again. This is Les Paul speaking, and with me are the other members of the trio, Mary Ford and Eddie Stapleton.
Hi.
Eddie plays all the rhythm instruments at one time, and Mary also is quite busy singing all the vocal parts.
Hello. Les, I'm sure many of the listeners would be interested in knowing that you play all the guitars in this show.
Hey, that is interesting. Well, it sure gets busy around here, and while we're in a busy mood, let's get busy with Brazil. Mary, I'm afraid we've got a problem here.
You're telling me. How are we going to announce this next tune?
Well, the only solution that I can think of is Ed.
Yeah. Sure, I'll announce it.
Oh, you will, sure. Will you? Well, go right ahead.
Hello, Ma.
No.
I don't mean that. I mean announce about us the next tune.
Oh, yes.
We can.
Les and Mary wrote this little tune.
Oh, thank you.
Mary's going to sing all three of the vocal parts, and
thank
Les is going to play a whole mess of guitars.
It's really nothing.
And then I... Well, you tell him, Les.
Well, Ed is the busiest man in town. He plays the drums, the organ, the piano, and the bass fiddle, and he is really a busy man, believe me. Here is the tune, Cryin'. We're going to feature Ed on this next number along with Mary and myself. Ed, when I drop my arm, that'll be your cue to start singing.
I got a little wife, she's the joy of my life, there's no place like home. I got a little house that I call my own, there's no place like home. I come home at night from a hard day's work, me all go to sleep on the bosom of my shirt. There's no place like home.
Now? Not now.
Home, sweet, sweet home. There's no place like home. When the relatives come to visit you, there's no place like home. They'll bring their trunks and stick like glue. There's no place like home. They'll take all the very best beds you got, and you can sleep out in a broken old cot.
Everybody breathe.
With a brother-in-law who's about half shot, there's no place like home.
Now, not yet.
When the baby cries out in the middle of the night, there's no place like home. You search for medicine without any light, there's no place like home. You jump out of bed on an upturned tack, come sliding down the stairs in the middle of your back. And your wife hollers out, oh, hurry up, Jack, there's no place like home. Home, sweet, sweet home. There's no place like home. With your wife's cold feet in the middle of your back.
Get ready.
There's no place like...
And we listened to Mary sing, "Deed I Do." Close the show today with a condensed version of Lover.
Oh, this is what I've been waiting for.
Well, I'll do it just for you. I guess we'd better hit the road. We've enjoyed ourselves, and we sure hope you enjoyed yourselves, Mary.
Goodbye.
Ed? Ed?
Oh, Mary sings all three...
No, no. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Ed. Folks, we'll see you again soon.
This has been the Les Paul Trio, all tricked out in a transcribed illusion made up of one part Les Paul on guitar, one part Mary Ford on the vocals, and one part Eddie Stapleton on the rhythm gadgets. All parts coming to you from Hollywood's Radio City. This is America's number one advertising medium, NBC.
Welcome to Paper Radio, tuning into paper culture in the digital age. Letterboxing is a growing hobby that combines elements of hiking, treasure hunting, and creative expression into an activity that anyone can enjoy. Participants seek out hidden letterboxes by following clues that are posted online or in clue books. Then people record their discoveries in personal journals with the help of a rubber stamp that's found inside the letterbox you seek. In addition, letterboxers have their own personal stamps, which they use to stamp into the letterbox's logbook. To get started, you'll need a journal, a rubber stamp, a stamp pad, and a pen or pencil. I'm DJ Frederick, and I'll talk more about letterboxing in future editions of Paper Radio. Happy hunting!
Something's going on at NPR. For the full story, here is Harry Shearer, courtesy of Les Show.
And ladies and gentlemen, please give, so that public radio can have a new voice. NPR, according to an announcement made public a couple of weeks ago, is looking for, quote, a great voice talent with production chops to match to be the voice of NPR's national funding credits. You'll record all of NPR's support for this program comes from announcements in our national programs. Heard by millions of people each week, you'll get to say, "This is NPR," each day. This is more than a voice gig, I'm still quoting. We're looking for someone with serious production chops. You should bring a voice that's clear, confident, and welcoming. And be a bit tingly at the thought that your voice will be part of public radio's daily connective tissue all across the country. Bonus points for ability to sound authentic on the radio. We're not looking for the voice of God, unquote. And they're not the only ones.
From CPR, Continental Public Radio, this is Up to Here. Up to Here, CPR's weekly look at the day's news. I'm Milton Getzler. For almost 10 years, all of CPR's broadcasts, from All in All to Book Bag, from As a Matter of Fact to Up to Here, have ended with credits identifying those persons and organizations whose generosity makes these programs necessary. Now, CPR is looking for a new voice to read those credit announcements, and the auditions have just begun. CPR's Ira Zipkin wandered down the hall to be a hopefully unsquashed fly on the wall.
We're rolling any time.
Can you cue me, please?
Any time. On your own cue. I'm reading.
Okay. Support for CPR comes from the Schettlinger Foundation, making dreams come true and turning truth into dreams.
That's fine, thank you.
I'm sorry, that was Schertlinger, wasn't it?
I don't know, I'm reading.
In Studio 3C of CPR's new headquarters building, a very special set of auditions is taking place. Call it the search for the voice of a network. Or I'll call it that, and you just keep listening.
What we're looking for is both evanescent and palpable.
CPR's senior executive producer, Ada Schlorman.
A voice that evokes the CPR mission and at the same time is a pain to the enduring miracle of wealth.
Rolling.
Support comes from the Tire Foundation. Without tires, you're going nowhere fast.
A little down, but excellent. Thank you.
My name's Mike Gray. I worked here about 25 years ago when CPR was just starting to gain some fundraising traction. I'd love to work on my head a little bit, and now I think I'd really love to get back into the the whole public radio dimension.
Recruitment notices have flooded the internet, and applicants have come here to Studio 3C from as far away as two metro stops down. And what's remarkable, as always at CPR, is the diversity.
Rolling.
Live on CPR is made possible by the Life Insurance Institute. Life is for a living.
Excellent. And tell us your name once again.
I'm Tom Brokaw, Jr.
Wonderful. Thank you.
It's so difficult to put your finger on anything, let alone what we're looking for here. It's some intangible sense of what it means to be proud of not needing the money, and at the same time, grateful for actually getting it.
CPR's goal is to have all the funding credits across all its programs spoken in one consistent voice. But some CPR hosts weren't thrilled with that decision.
Well, of course I'd gotten used to doing the credits on my programs, including this one.
All in All host Milton Getzler.
So it was hard for me for the first few weeks not to take this move personally, but then I realized it adds to my credibility not to have to mention all those foundations and corporations. And besides, it means I get out of the studio 20 seconds earlier every day, so I think it's going to work out.
And rolling.
Support for CPR comes from pork. So much more than pig meat.
That's wonderful. Thank you, honey.
Ada Schlorman hopes to have the process narrowed down to 20 semifinalists sometime during the third fiscal quarter of next year. I'm Ira Zipkin, down the hall in Studio 3C.
Can I stop rolling now?
And for now, you're up to here. Maybe for the last time, let me say we had help today from the Sandler Foundation, making a difference by being different. Join us next time for another deep dive into the weeds on Up to Here. I'm Milton Getzler in Washington. This is CPR, Continental Public Radio.
All right. Thank you so much, Harry Shearer. This is DJ Frederick, and you have been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, doing radio old school. I'll be back on Tuesday for College Radio Day, live and local here on WSCS. Until then, remember, that Facebook post is not going to change the world. Go do something. La da da dee.